everyone, to my podcast, The Gifts of the Universe. This podcast will explore my book by the same title, available on Amazon, The Gifts of the Universe. I'm your host and the writer of the book, Chris Wilcock. Each week we will explore a topic from the exciting world of manifesting. Maybe you're new to the world of the Law of Attraction, or you've been using it for a while, either successfully or not, it doesn't matter. Let's explore together what works and what doesn't. Each week, let's explore together how to be better at manifesting our best lives now. Join me right here each week. I discovered the Law of Attraction many years ago, but when I first started to use it, I found it hit and miss. What I didn't know at the time was there was so much more that I had to learn to be really effective at using it. Please join me each week as we dig a little deeper into this fascinating universe and discover how it all works. I live in beautiful British Columbia, Canada, so join me in this beautiful spot every week, and make sure you subscribe to the podcast and check out my book on Amazon, The Gifts of the Universe. Chris Wilcock here from the Gifts of the Universe. Welcome to episode 14, The Law of Gender. This is the last law in our 12 laws of the universe. I can hear you now. If you've made it through this far, you're thinking, oh boy, finally. While I agree the 12 laws of the universe might seem a little dry, and I assure you, as we move forward, we're going to get into more information about the world of manifesting and how to draw positive things into your world. But having said that, as I say every week, the laws of the universe, those 12 simple laws, are extremely important. I know I point this out every week, but I want to give you it one last time as we wrap up the 12 laws of the universe. The reason we go through these 12 laws is that they are all about helping you to see the positive side of something, to be more positive in your interactions, and to raise your vibration to a higher frequency. I want to make sure that you understand this is not some new age strange way of thinking. This concept has been around for thousands and thousands of years. The simple concept deals with that we are all energy beings, meaning that we are made up of atoms that are made up mostly of energy, and science has recently proven by looking at the universe, that the universe, with its dark matter and dark energy, is also very much made up of energy. We know that energy moves in frequencies and vibrations, and therefore it stands to reason that we give off energies through our thoughts and emotions that are also vibrating at various frequencies. We've talked a great deal about this over the past 11 or 12 episodes. I've talked a lot about this, and I think you guys really get this now. But for the moment, I'm going to go into it one last time. The reason that we've been focusing on these 12 laws and talking about that positive energy is so that you can be more positive and raise your frequency and our vibrations so that it's easier to be in alignment with what we want to acquire with this energy universe. So today we're going to talk about the final law, the law of gender. What the law of gender reminds us is that everything has a feminine and a masculine side. Every one of us has a masculine and feminine aspect. I'm sure you've heard this over the years. In ancient Chinese philosophy, they call this yin and yang. What it's teaching us is that everything within our universe has a complementary side. And in this instance, we call it masculine or feminine. It helps us understand that we need to balance our interactions and events in our lives, as well as our reactions, by using both the feminine and masculine qualities that exist within all of us to be balanced. One thing to remember is that the universe is always striving for balance. When we talk about masculine qualities or feminine qualities, we each have certain masculine qualities and feminine qualities within all of us. Please do not mistake this to think of male or female gender. It is true that the female gender probably has, in most situations, more feminine qualities than does the male gender, but it's not necessarily true. So this is not really about the gender that we identify with. This is strictly about feminine and masculine qualities. So when we talk about feminine qualities, we see feminine qualities such as love, patience, intuition, gentleness. It doesn't matter who you are, you have those qualities within you. When you think about masculine qualities, we think about energy, logic, strength, self-reliance. All of these qualities together make us whole. I want to say that again. We all have within us all of these qualities. Some have more within those qualities. You know, maybe you have more ability. You may show more ability to love. You may have more gentleness. Whatever it is, all the qualities exist within all of us, and we all have the ability to have the same amount of those qualities. Okay, all of these qualities are alone are very desirable, but again, they need to be tempered with the opposite under certain conditions to be balanced. So there are times that we might want to exhibit more of the masculine qualities and less of the feminine qualities. Just in the same way that there's going to be many times that we'd be better off relying on our feminine qualities and not as much of our masculine qualities. We all contain all of these qualities, and really what the law of gender teaches us is that these opposites are complementary and they help keep us balanced. When we call these masculine or feminine qualities, once again, I want to state they are not really gender-based. Although we do tend to associate them with a gender, what this teaches us is that when we're in any situation dealing with somebody or dealing with something within our lives, we should remember that we all have all of these qualities within us all the time. They're always available to us. They are something that you can project and use to temper the situation. So let's say you're in a situation and you're using strength. You can balance that strength. Maybe you feel it's important to be strong and stay steady. You can temper that emotion and that feeling with kindness and love. Okay, we all have all of these qualities within us. Okay. It may seem strange to many of us because it's energy beings, but energy doesn't know a male or female in the same way that we do. Okay, all energy contains qualities of both genders, both masculine and feminine. There is no such thing as male or female energy. It cannot be classified in such a way at a spiritual level. I know we can have it as male or female qualities, and we can consider them male or female qualities, but in a true spiritual sense, all energy is whole energy and contains all of these qualities, and therefore it doesn't have a gender, it's totally neutral or genderless. So when we think about feminine energies, just for simplicity, they are considered to be the following: being receptive, being passive, intuition, the ability to go inward, nurturing, kindness, empathy, strong emotional feelings. These are all considered to be female energies or female qualities. And once again, I'm going to say it, these don't mean that only females can have these energies or these qualities. Okay. The masculine energies are considered to be activity, projective, protective, outward confidence, focus, courage, strength, being expansive. And again, I'm going to say it once again, is these aren't just for men or males. These are masculine energies or masculine qualities that all of us have in varying degrees. Okay? But they are always available to all of us. Now, I've said that several times, but please don't email me and tell me that you're either male or female and that it's unfair calling these or classifying these qualities as male or female. It is the quality that it distinguishes either masculine or feminine, and it has nothing to do with a male or female gender. Okay? I just want to be extremely clear about that. I don't want people to get upset and feel that, you know, I am saying that you can't have masculine or feminine qualities. We all have all of these masculine and feminine qualities within us, and they are available to us at all times. The whole point of this discussion is to let you know that through the universe, we do have, through the law of gender, is we do have all of these qualities. Okay? So what I'm saying, as a male, it might seem more natural to project the masculine qualities. But I feel that that's something that is driven by our society and our beliefs, more than innately within us. The same as it may be more natural for a female to project more feminine qualities, again, I truly believe this comes down to our belief system, which is a result of what we've been told, shown, and led to believe as we were growing up. What I'm saying by that is I believe all of us have all of these qualities, and if we weren't guided as we grew up, we might show those qualities more. But we have been taught in many situations for males to withhold the feminine qualities. Don't show the feminine qualities. Don't let the feminine qualities come out of you as much. And as females, you're probably told the same thing. Don't project a lot of those male qualities. Don't have the strength. Don't have some of those things that are considered to be a male quality. Okay? So I'm saying that they are all within us, and the only reason they may seem limited or specific to a gender is through our belief system that was ingrained in us. And we're going to talk about beliefs in upcoming episodes. So once again, I feel that all these qualities are equally within each one of us, and I think it's through the beliefs that we either limit them or use them. What this law is teaching us then is that we all have these qualities, and we can use these qualities at any time to be more balanced and more positive in any interaction with the world and each other. Give that some thought, think about that. So what I'm suggesting, though this is through this very simple law, is that when you're dealing with anybody in any way, is that you attempt to be balanced. Meaning that you're always striving to be neutral and balanced. So if you're exerting a lot of masculine qualities, think about tempering them with female qualities. If you're exhibiting female qualities and they're not working in that situation, think about balancing them with some masculine qualities. Always striving to find the balance. Now, there are certainly times in our lives where it's fantastic to be, you know, extremely loving and exert some maybe feminine qualities. Or maybe there's times it's fantastic to exert mostly masculine qualities. And if that's the right situation, then that is a perfect use of that quality. All I'm asking you is to think about using both the feminine and masculine qualities to be balanced in most situations. All right, guys, I promise this was going to be a very short podcast this week, but as always, it's extremely important within the laws of the universe. Now, we've gone through all 12 laws. I would ask that you spend some time reviewing them. Hopefully, you've been integrating them into your life. And as a result, potentially becoming more calmer, more relaxed, more balanced, and hopefully, certainly more positive. If you feel that you've made some inroads using these 12 laws of the universe and you've become a more positive person using these laws, I congratulate you. As you raise your frequency and raise your vibration, you will certainly see, as we go into the next section and start pulling them all together, that it will move you closer to manifesting what you want. It is my feeling and my belief that you will definitely find manifesting much easier since you become probably a more positive person. The positivity that we get from using the 12 laws is extremely important. Now, I don't expect that you live these 12 laws every moment of every day, but what I have been hoping is that as you go through and see how some of these ways that you can make yourself more positive, bring more positivity in your life, you've kept the concepts in the back of your mind, you've practiced them, you've used them, and they have helped you be a little bit more positive, a little calmer, and, you know, better in your interactions. And as a result, it's probably allowing you to be a more positive person. The whole point here is to be a more positive person, to raise your vibrational frequency, to draw more of those synchronistic events, more of the alignment that you're looking for, to bringing what you want into your world. Okay? All right, guys, thanks for joining me. This has been episode 14. It's been the law of gender. I'm hoping this makes sense to you guys. Next week, we're going to start tying it all together. We're going to start talking about how all these laws come together. We won't spend a great deal of time, but we will have one episode on, you know, sort of bringing them all together. After that, we're going to start focusing on manifesting itself and your belief system and how to raise your belief system and make yourself feel that you do completely deserve to manifest what it is that you want into your life. Okay? So then we're going to start talking about many different topics around manifesting and beliefs. As always, I want to thank you for being here and joining us on the Gifts of the Universe. Every week this show grows and we get more people listening. Because I find this fun and exciting to talk about, I'm going to let you guys know that, you know, we're getting people from all over the world. I can go into the software, I can review the dashboard of where people are listening from. It gives me percentages of what countries people are listening from. We now have listeners from Canada, the United States, New Zealand, Mexico, Turkey, Belgium, Colombia, Australia, Indonesia, as well as we're getting a few listeners from Pakistan, France, Sweden, and the Philippines. This is very exciting for me. I see that we're growing. It's extremely helpful for me to see that I'm getting out there and I'm, you know, communicating with people, and they are embracing these laws, and they're understanding that, you know, a positive world is a better place to be within, and becoming more positive enables you to bring more pleasure, joy, and the events and the circumstances you want into your life. Okay? So please continue to listen on a weekly basis. If you're enjoying the show, tell your friends, send me an email. You can leave me an email through my website. You can leave a comment through one of the great podcast providers that you're listening on. If you're enjoying the show, take a look at my book, which is the foundation for this show. It's what this show is based on. Okay? And as I tell you every week, and as you know, the book is available on Amazon. All right, everybody. Until next week. Thanks. We'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.